Taboo Talk with Ray and Steve podcast takes a close-up look at controversial subject matter and hot-button topics, adding humor, cynicism, and a dose of reality to the stuff we're not supposed to talk about anymore. Politics, religion, sex, gender identity, violence, corruption. Nothing is left unturned in this lighthearted approach to information dissemination. The world is experiencing a pandemic of cowardice. 80% of people do not believe the craziness they've been coerced to agree with. Grab a friend, grab a beverage, and dive in with us as we take on the narrative and blast social stigmas with truth. Here are your hosts, Patriots Ray Amanat and Steve Reed.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in social media land and YouTube land and Facebook land and iHeartRadio land and wherever you are. I am so thrilled to be here today with you. And I am Steve Reed. I am a life and marriage coach. I'm an executive coach. And it is my pleasure to be able to host the program today. You may notice something, though, if you are a past participant and you've spent any time with us, but you may notice that my podcast partner, Ray Amanat, is not with me sitting by my side. And that is because he is on the west coast of Florida, just northwest of the Tampa Bay area. And they've got this little windstorm that's going on there. So honestly, I have no clue if Ray even has power right now. I know he wasn't getting a direct hit as of last night. But Ray is not going to be with us today. So I get to fly solo. And I am thrilled to fly solo. Well, actually, I'm not going to be flying solo. I have the distinct honor and pleasure of spending a few minutes today with a very good friend of mine. I go back about 22, 23 years with this young lady, and we are miles apart. She's up in Montana. I'm here in North Texas. And before I go forward and bring Katie onto the podcast, I want to play a short video clip that really introduces Katie much better than I ever could. So, folks, hang on a second.
I am Katie Huff, and I am the founder and CEO of Katie Huff Ministries. What makes my company different than others is I encompass the mind, body, and spirit for women to live at a level 10. My story is I was engaged to a man that is not a Christian, and I am a Christian, and it was a very difficult relationship. And I'm grateful through the grace of God, I was able to be set free from settling shame and self-betrayal, realizing that God needed to be in the center of my relationship. My purpose and calling on my life is to help other women to be set free and to live at a level 10 where they are using their gifts, talents, and experiences with what is on their heart so they can walk out what God's calling is on their life as well. My no-brainer offer is to have you come to Montana and come to a women's retreat where you will be set free to be, do, and have all that God has called you to be, leaving a remarkable legacy. What I would love for you to do is to go to katy-huff.com, my website, and click on that free 30-minute consultation so you can see if this is a great fit for you to come to Montana.
She was incredible. You know, she really taught us a lot of things and made us look deep inside. You owe it to yourself to give this gift to yourself so that you can come back and be a better mom.
I would really love to hear from you.
Folks, get ready. You're in for an absolute treat. Katie Huff Mortensen, how in the world are you?
I am fantastic. I get to spend the next 45 minutes to an hour with Mr. Steve Reed. And what a blessing that is for me, knowing you for as long as I have and
here we are doing a podcast together, which is just an incredible blessing. So thank you for inviting me to join you.
Katie, who would have thunk 20 plus years ago, way back to 2000 when we first met, who would have thunk that we would be doing a podcast together? Who even knew how to spell podcast back then?
Exactly. Isn't that the truth? And to think that we'd be putting ourselves out there all over, which is exciting when you can impact people's lives in a positive way and give them an opportunity to have a platform to share their heart and their experiences and just empower them. So congratulations to you.
We're excited about what's going on. You know, Katie, when Ray and I first started putting plans together almost 2 years ago to do this podcast, we come from very different backgrounds. He came from a background in the St. Louis area. He was bullied frequently, and he was bullied. And I didn't know why he was bullied, but he was bullied because he is of Iranian descent. And he grew up during the Iran-Contra experience. And as a result of that, I mean, he got picked on all the time. And frequently, he would, when he was bullied, he started learning self-defense and martial arts. And he then became the bully and then came to his senses and started teaching people how to defend themselves. And he became a hero. Thus, his organization is Heroes in Action. Myself, my background, without going into all gory detail, I was the runt of the class when I was in elementary school. I was one of the littlest kids in class. My dad was a minister. I was the youngest of four boys. I got picked on all the time. There was some physical abuse that was involved. And as a result of a lot of different life circumstances, I found myself being bullied as well in a lot of different ways. Now, we don't think about bullying as being emotional things. Most of the time it's, you know, somebody, you know, that, you know, playground bully is beating up the other kids. But, you know, there are other ways of being bullied, and they include the verbal abuse that we can get, the sexual abuse, the physical, emotional abuse. They're all different types of bullying. So when Ray and I first started talking about doing this podcast, he came from his bullying experience. I came from my bullying experience. We said, let's just talk about things that the people don't want to talk about. And so as a result, we talk about all different kinds of things, whether it's sex trafficking, drug trafficking, spiritual abuse. I mean, whatever you can imagine. And I know from a little bit of your story, you've got some things that are in there where you felt as though you were bullied or being a victim as well. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Katie Huff?
It's interesting that you bring that up, because I can tell you this. It's pretty obvious that I have natural curly hair. And it's pretty obvious that I cannot hide in a crowd, which is a blessing for my husband, because whenever he can't find me, all he has to do is look for the hair. Okay. And then the reason why I bring that up, Steve, is because I was bullied as a child on the on the grade school playground, and people teased me terribly about my hair, to the point where when I was in that wonderful adolescence period of time, I actually had them straighten my hair so I would fit in, because everyone else had straight hair, and I ended up with a bald spot on my top of my hair because of how harsh the chemicals were to straighten the hair, and not to mention the cost. So when I was listening to you talking about being bullied on the as a child, and your partner being bullied as well, I was just like, oh yeah. And what is so amazing, and I know this sounds crazy, is God has such a sense of humor, because now I have women that are saying that they would die to have hair like me, which is really interesting. And when I've been on stage with, like, when I was in Up With People, I looked like the lioness in the spotlight when I was playing the synthesizer. And everyone now comments to Katie on her hair. So it's kind of an interesting little process that I went through, from being teased terribly to now being blessed and women recognize me and wishing that they had the same color, the same type of hair. So,
you know, Katie, I, I am envious. I mean, I just wish I had hair, period, curly or not.
Exactly.
I am who I am. In fact, I shouldn't do this when I'm going. I had a barber that I went to many years ago, 25 plus years ago, when hair was really starting to thin. He says, you know, I can fix it. I can comb it and this and that. I said, no. Jim, I said, I don't care. It's the way God made me, and I look at it this way. God made beautiful heads, and some of the heads he covered with hair.
That's right.
And so mine just, he doesn't, anyway. So,
that's right.
All right, so Katie, you are an award-winning, best-selling author. Tell us about your book. I'm going to show a real quick image of that book. So first things first, I'm going to show you and your logo. I love your logo. That is a great logo. I'm so impressed. So, all right. So here's a picture, an image of your book, Unmasked. Tell us about Unmasked and how you got started. Why did you write the book?
Oh, here comes the story. And it was an experience, obviously. And it came out in 2020, which is, again, a God thing in my mind, because everyone was wearing a mask. And I published Unmasked. And it wasn't about COVID, even though most people, that's one of the things they ask me is it about COVID? And I'm like, no. I was in a relationship with a man that I was engaged to. And on the very first date, Steve, I always ask the men that I dated prior to getting married, is what is your faith? What is your spirituality? And this particular man told me he was a Scientologist. And I had, as a Christian, the Holy Spirit gut punch immediately. And I say that because, you know, God protects us despite ourselves. And a lot of times we don't listen. And I didn't listen. I was like, oh, I can lead him to Jesus. And my pastor husband now, which is funny, Steve, he says, oh, you're missionary dating, honey.
Been there, done that.
And it's like, that's not your job. And I finally said, yeah, you're right. That was God's job, not mine. Yeah. But not me. I had to go into those waters. I had to, you know, because we as men and women have our little checklist, right, of who we want to be with. So we have... he has to be successful. He had to be healthy. He had to be, you know, the checklist. He had blue eyes. He, you know, was a national firearms champion. He did. He had all these accolades, but he didn't know Jesus.
Yep.
And so he even went so far to go to church with me, and we would pray together and we would do grace. And I thought that was good. And until I really understood what unequally yoked means, and to be yoked. Yep. And be of the same faith, which is what I am blessed with now. So, but for 3 years, Steve, it was a roller coaster from you know where. And I kept changing myself, trying to fit into what he wanted from me. And I was losing the person that I was just to make it work. And in the end, he had betrayed me. So then when I was doing this process in 2018, where I was writing the book and had a coach on the phone coaching me through, as I'm sitting next to my future husband on the couch, who was my BFF. I'd introduce him as my best friend forever. Yeah. He was my counselor. He was the pastor at one of the churches. And he stood beside me as a friend, no intimacy at all. No, we were just best friends. And he was there to support me through this process as I was supporting him. And so I'm sitting on the couch and this coach says, you know, Katie, this is the third call we've had. And I'm going to call you out because the fact is that he may have betrayed you, but you betrayed yourself when you got involved with a man that was not a Christian. That was the Holy Spirit gut punch. Boom. And it was like, as a Christian, when you talk about the veil that tore when Jesus took his last breath and he said, it's finished. That's exactly what I envisioned, is it was done. I had emotionally prayed for him for 3 years, flat down on my face, put my whole life on Romans 4:17. Which is to call things that do not exist as though they do. So I prayed. My girlfriend was praying with me every day, 365 days of the year. We were on our knees praying for that man's salvation. And when that guy told me you betrayed yourself, I was set free to no longer be, you know, striving to try and get him to come back, one, and two, be a Christian. Yeah. And that propulsed me into, you know, just finishing the book. I mean, my rough draft was done in the first 3 months. This was even at the end of the year. This was like 12 months into it when this conversation happened. And it was in 2019 when I got to that point. And then had in January, I pushed through and got it done. And obviously talking about the fact that I was faking it instead of faithing it. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. I had the courage to be vulnerable when I was, I don't know if you've ever watched The War Room, Steve.
Oh yeah, great movie.
Movie. And I was in my war room for those 3 years praying for him to come back and to come to know Jesus. And I literally heard in my prayer room the name of this book. So yeah. Jesus gave me the name of the book, Unmasked, The Power of Courage and Vulnerability to Live Free. And it was no more settling, shame, or self-betrayal. Now, in those 3 years, my family thought I was still dating him. I never told anyone. You talk about wearing a mask. No one knew that we were broke up and he was with another woman. I wore his engagement ring because I was calling things that did not exist. I continued to go even into the place where he lived because I had created business in there, in that city. So I had a reason to go back to where he lived and take care of my business needs. Totally faked it. No one knew it until it was over and done. And then my best friend, BFF, every about 6 months, Steve would say, can we move our relationship to the next level? And I would say, I haven't heard from God. And him being a godly man as a pastor, he never pushed me. He never, you know, walked, you know, he was very patient and kind, loving, supportive. 3 years, he was my friend. And one particular Friday night, I had someone ask me if I was dating him, another woman, and I said, oh, no, we're just best friends. And so she said, you're really not dating him. I said, no. And she invited him to do a Christmas stroll with her in my hometown. And I didn't know it. And needless to say, Steve, I couldn't find my best friend on that Friday night. And I texted him and said, where are you at? What are you doing? And he says, well, I'm in a meeting. Now, all you men and women that are listening to this, I am sure that you've been know that on a Friday night at 8:30, there ain't no meeting going on. There's not meeting. I always do it and say it was not an M-E-E-T-I-N-G. It was an M-E-A-T-I-N-G. It was meeting, all right. And I was just like, no way. And so he shows up at my house the next day saying that, you know, being a strong Christian pastor that went to Bible college, he, you know, came back and said God had set him free to move on with his life. Well, I felt like, again, this Holy Spirit gut punch. It was just like, I can't imagine not having my best friend in my life because we did everything for 3 years. And I went in and I was in my prayer room and I was on my knees and I was like, Jesus, Jesus, if I ever had to hear from you, today would be the day. And I heard like a bullhorn, Steve, let no man separate what I've put together. And I was just like, what? Really? And so then, of course, doing the Doubting Thomas, I was just like, well, what about, we've never ever had any intimacy. He has four adult children. He, you know, what about the finances? What about all these things? And all I heard him say is, you've been praying for an Ephesians 3:20 man, which is, I will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever imagine. And he's right in front of you. And so, Steve, I called him and said, we need to talk. My neighbor's like, well, what did you expect? You're calling him a BFF for the last 3 years. Did you expect him to be forever? And I was just like, well, kinda. And then finally, my girlfriend, who is an attorney, she goes, do you think you might want to have some conversation with them since, you know, your feelings are different than what you thought they were? And I said, well, that's obvious. So he came to the house and, you know, we had been friends for 3 years. And then I said to him, I need to share with you what I heard in my prayer room, told him what happened, obviously being a faith-filled man and a Christian and a pastor, his jaw dropped. He was just like, what? And I was just like, oh yeah, this is what I heard. This is what he said. And a month later, we were engaged, and 5 months later, we got married. And this book came out in November 11th, 2020. And within the first day, it was the number one bestseller in three categories. And within, you know, a month, it was in eight categories. And the blessing for me, Steve, is I have found when men and women have read my book, the reviews I've gotten are just amazing, in the sense that one woman said, "You're either a fly on my wall or you're reading my mail. And I can't get past the first chapter." I had another woman say, "I feel like you wrote this book about me and what I've been through." I've had so many people say, "I couldn't put it down." And it's not about me, Steve. It's just that I allowed myself to get into a situation that was not good. And yeah, instead of being bitter, I allowed God to use me to be better, to be able to set other people free. It isn't just for women. I mean, men have settled. We all settle. And it could be even in your career. And then we live with shame. I mean, I was so ashamed to even tell anyone, one, that we broke up, two, that he was a Scientologist, as a Christian. I hid behind this mask and was just faking it, pretending like everything was great. When inside, I felt like I was just dying. And kept praying and praying. And so now I am, you know, so grateful that, like I said, God protects us despite ourselves. He gives us free will, thank God. But hopefully you tap into the Holy Spirit and praying, and he will never leave us or forsake us. And he never
did. Katie, we need to take a break. But when we come back, and this is not on my radar until now.
Okay.
I'm guessing that you allowed yourself to become vulnerable as you were writing the book. I want to address that when we come back. So, but we got to take our first break.
All right.
That's what I want. Latch on as soon as you can. Make it hard. If I stand on one leg, can you yank me off balance? Yeah. If I stand feet wide, can you pull me off balance? Come on, what's the matter with you? How you doing? What was the first thing she did? She walked away. She took her eyes off of me. She looked away. I take her purse, I run. She goes to security, she goes to law enforcement. They're gonna say, "Well, what did he look like?" And you're gonna be like, "It happened so fast, I didn't see him coming." You didn't see him coming because I made you feel uncomfortable and you took your eyes off me and walked away. The whole point is, and this does not mean I want you to go and flirt and talk to the person, or I don't want you to go, "I see you." You know, I just want you to, you know, "That's a cool shirt. I'd like to get that because my kids are in soccer." I'm letting you know I'm aware of you. I'm letting you know I can describe you.
You know, Katie, I am so excited to have Ray as a podcast partner, but also as a friend.
Right.
Ray's story, as I mentioned earlier, was bullied when he was in grade school and so forth. And he became a martial arts expert. And he shifted about 20 years ago to developing a program called Heroes in Action.
Wow.
And now he goes to work with all different types of people. But here's the great thing, Katie. He does this free of charge.
Well, that's awesome.
And he's got a nonprofit organization, Heroes in Action. And with Heroes in Action, he actually takes some very fundamental principles to real estate groups, to women's organizations, to scout groups, to youth groups, et cetera, church groups. It doesn't make any difference who it is. He helps them and gives them some of the basic principles. So, folks, if you are so inclined to do something in this way with an organization that you're part of, or you want to support Ray, you can go to the QR code that we have on the screen right now. Bear with me for 1 second as I pull up Ray's email address and his information. And here we go. Heroesinaction.us. Heroesinaction.us. You can go to his website. You can donate on his website. He is looking for, you know, 25, 50, 100 donors, 200 donors that will contribute on a monthly basis so he can take this program literally coast to coast and not have to even pay for the travel expenses. Right now, as it is, if he's traveling outside of Florida, then he needs to have his travel expenses, but he does not charge anything for the actual training that he's doing. And he's got all kinds of really cool things that he does also for the kiddos. He's got capes, he's got books, he's got all different types of things. He even has, and I wish I had a picture right now, I don't have it in front of me, but he's got a mascot that's called Mushy the Martian. And he takes Mushy as many times as he possibly can. He takes Mushy with him, and the kids absolutely love this mascot. So if you want to reach out to Ray, his email address is ray@heroesinactionnow.org. That's ray@heroesinactionnow.org. And support an absolutely fabulous cause by helping other people become their own heroes. So that was one of the things that originally attracted me to doing the podcast with Ray. Yeah. Before I go any farther, Katie, I hate to do this. I do this every single podcast. I got to put a disclaimer up. And the disclaimer is, this is our opinions. Now, this is Ray's and my opinions, right, not necessarily the opinions of our guests, our sponsors, but we speak truth. Now, our opinions come out all the time, but we want to speak truth in everything that we are doing. And I am so excited to have Katie Huff Mortensen with me today with Katie Huff Ministries. And Katie is speaking truth, and not just her opinion, but she's speaking truth from what God has been revealing to her. So, Katie, before we went to break, I asked you about vulnerability.
Yes.
So when you were writing the book, and then when you published the book, and now people get to read your story and hear your story, does that make you feel vulnerable at all?
Oh, my gosh. I was like, yeah, I'll be pretty graphic, and it's a visual that you probably don't even want, but just picture yourself standing naked in the center of the world, naked, because you're exposing everything that you pretty much, not everything, but I would say probably 98% of that relationship and what I went through, and just all of the, personal development is that I've been through. I still made bad choices, but I will say this, there are no mistakes. There's only lessons. And as long as you use it to move forward. But I was extremely vulnerable in my book. I mean, I was telling, like, when I was with this gentleman, who, by the way, is a very great guy. He's just not my guy. And I finally learned that. I need to say that. Because if he wasn't a good guy, I wouldn't have gotten engaged to him and stayed with him for 3 years and then out trying to get out for another 3 years.
Yeah,
but I can tell you this, the truth does set you free. Just like the number one personal development book in my mind is the Bible. And it has all kinds of nuggets. And when you realize that you become the average of the five people that you run around with. And I even put in the book, I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Yep. I met this guy doing business. But my girlfriends were always looking for love. And it was like happy hours, 5 o'clock somewhere, and picking up men and then paying for their drinks and going off with them. And it was not healthy for them, because I sat there and I was like, okay, if I continue to hang out with these women, not that I don't love them and I want nothing but the best for them. But I was like, okay, I'm going to be an alcoholic. I'm going to be single for the rest of my life, and I'm going to be using men to financially take care of me, which was not the way I was raised and not what God had planned for me, which is even more important because, again, his plans are so big for us and we settle. And I mean, when you look, I use the example, why would we ever settle for the frosting when our God wants us to have the whole cake? Because we sell ourselves short. We don't feel like we're worthy. When in fact, if we don't love ourselves first, I mean, I always say my line of love is God's first, I'm second, and then my husband is third. Yeah. Because I can't be good for him and I can't be good for God if I don't take care of myself.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Katie, what you described a minute ago with hanging out with your girlfriends and the wrong people, I know you know the name Zig Ziglar, but he coined a phrase, oh gosh, probably 40 years ago. He says, too many people are snyops. You're like, what in the world is a snyop? It's people that are susceptible to the negative influences of other people.
Right.
You became a snyop. You were susceptible. You were going after what you thought the world was expecting.
Yes.
But what you were looking for, but you lowered your standard. Now, again, not a reflection of the guy that you were engaged to, but you lowered your standard for what God wanted for you, and you played that settle for game.
Yeah.
And how did that make you feel?
And the fact is that I know in that relationship I was with, he really was he was very accomplished. So I wouldn't have ever had to work another day in my life, which is not my personality anyway. I'm always have like five different things going at all times. And I was too proud in a lot of ways for him to, you know, take care of me financially, even though he offered. But I mean, the number one thing I learned through this process, and my father used to say, you marry for money, you're going to earn every penny. And he was the first guy I ever dated that actually had millions. And I didn't even know that because, you know, it wasn't a discussion. He just would take care of things for me. Whereas I now realize that the number one thing I've found is that I want a man that is in love with Jesus, and I've got him. God brought him to me. He was there the whole time, which is really interesting because another lady, I was on her podcast, she goes, oh, you were dating, you just didn't know it. And I was just like, well, that's a good way to look at it because we were together all the time. People thought we were dating. And even his daughter, his oldest daughter said, what's the story with you and Katie, Dad? You know, tick tock, you better fish or cut bait. You're not getting any younger and you're getting older. And she's pretty and she's nice, but if you're not, you're always with her, and every woman sees you, they think you're dating. So if you're not, then you need to move on. And he came back and told me that. And of course, being the Irish girl, I was just like, well, when he said that, and I was like, well, if you need to move on, I would totally respect that. And I understand, but I'm not ready. And I haven't heard from God. Now, a non-godly man would probably have skid marks on their pavement if I said I haven't heard from God. They'd wonder if I was mentally ill. You know, because they don't know God. And that's the key. He went to Bible school. He's an amazing counselor and pastor. And here he was in front of me the whole time. But I'm so grateful that God put blinders on me for those years that we hung out together.
Yeah.
So I could become whole and healthy.
Yeah.
And I mean, here's something that I want to share with all the men and women that are watching your show is that this is a hopefully encouraging word for you, is that a setback is a setup for a comeback. If God showed you all that he has planned for you, it would boggle your mind. If you could see the doors he's going to open, the opportunities that will cross your path and the people who will show up, you'd be amazed, excited, and passionate. It would be so easy to set your mind for victory. Yeah. That is what faith is all about. You've got to believe it before you see it. God's favor is surrounding you like a shield. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. And every bad break, every disappointment, and every person who does you wrong is part of the plan to get you to where you're supposed to be. So you become the beloved, wonderful man, wonderful woman that God created us to be. So then we will attract all that he has for us, and you will be set free. That's one of my, that's my podcast, is setting yourself free. And it's free from the criticism you say, the fact that you don't feel worthy, the fact that you've made mistakes. There was only one perfect man that walked this earth, and that was Jesus. And so we got to take off that perfect philosophy and know we are going to be, you know, sinners of word, thought, and deed. We're going to make mistakes, but we get to start every day and speak life and love into people and hopefully encourage them to never settle. Don't live with shame, and don't do the self-betrayal. When you get that Holy Spirit gut punch, you want to listen and don't waste the next 6 years of your life.
And so, you know, Katie, and as you're talking, in my coaching practice, when I'm working with couples, I tell them all the time, if one of you is not healthy, the relationship cannot be healthy. Exactly. So what you've described is you had 3 years in a relationship, and then God took you out of that relationship, but there was a three-year healing process that you had to go through. And I got to share a book. I use this all the time, recommend this all the time to my clients. It's called The Missing Piece Meets the Big O. And the basic theme behind the book is some of us are like Pac-Man. Remember that old game back in the 70s? Okay. And some of us are like a wedge of pizza. And that wedge of pizza tries to fit in with that Pac-Man to be completed. Okay. But that's not what God designed for us. God wants us to be a whole O on our own, not needing somebody else. So God took that 3 years that you were in that wilderness, so to speak, that actually I don't think it was a wilderness. I think it was a time of rejuvenation where you're learning what you needed from God and who you needed to become to get ready to face more giants. Katie, I'm so impressed, and thank you for, again, thank you for sharing. And folks, if you want to reach out to Katie, I'm going to put her email back up on the screen. You can go to Katie Huff RN, like registered nurse, which she is, Katie Huff RN at gmail.com, Katie Huff RN at gmail.com. And they can also go to your website, which, Katie, correct me if I'm wrong, it's katie-huff.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that's what they're even going to learn about the podcast that I do. They're going to learn about the women's retreat. Yep. I mean, women can come to Montana in Paradise, Montana. That's not
Let's get to that in a minute. I got to take a real quick break. Okay. And then we'll come back. We'll talk more about the retreat that you've got coming up in October, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Excellent. Okay, so bear with me as we go to another commercial break.
We all hope to age gracefully so we can enjoy our later years full of energy, vitality, and good health. But so often with age, our bodies start to show signs that things just aren't as they used to be. Our energy, skin, healing, and recovery time, sleep, it all just seems to go downhill. Introducing LifeWave X39, the world's first product ever to activate stem cells, a true breakthrough in regenerative science that helps restore our bodies to a healthier, more youthful state in a way no other product can. No drugs, no injections, no kidding.
Katie, a little bit of backstory. I was introduced to this product. Let me disclaimer again. I'm an independent distributor, or what they call a brand partner for LifeWave. They've been around for almost 20 years. I was introduced to the product in the fall of 2021. I was dealing with some lower back issues, some bulging discs. I was in constant pain. I started using this little stem cell patch. I put it on the back of my neck. And I wore it for 12 hours, took it off, got rid of it, put another one on the next day. I didn't get rid of that pain right away, but the next day, that second day, I bent down to pick something up. I stood up, and oh my gosh, there's no more pain. I was absolutely blown away. A very good friend of mine, he was in pain for 30 years, having dealt with or been dealing with Gulf War syndrome.
Wow.
When she served in Kuwait back during the original Gulf War, she came back and she was in constant pain for 30 years. And in 4 days, the pain was gone. So wow. I am so sold on helping people get out of pain in any way I possibly can. So, folks, if you want more information, you are welcome to send me an email. I got to find my email address in here. It's in here. I promise. I know it's in here. I put it in there. Where is it? Where is it? There it is. info@stephenreedministries.com. info@stephenreedministries.com. And frankly, Katie, I look at this, what I'm doing to help people get out of physical pain, that's a ministry to me, along with my coaching practice and so forth. So, Katie, you've got a retreat that's coming up. I'm going to put the information up. No, I'm not. You know what, Katie? My apologies. I didn't put that. I'm going to show one of the other screens on here. So they can go to katie-huff/destination-retreat-2023. And my understanding is you can actually, you'll give them a 30-minute consultation to see if it's a good fit for them. Is that correct?
Absolutely. In fact, if they are to send me an email or even go on to the katie-huff.com, you can get registered there for the women's retreat. But if they send me their email address, I will invite them even to our Zoom meeting that we're going to have tomorrow evening on Thursday evening, which would be, I don't know, the 31st, is what it is. I got to look and see. Yeah, the 31st. And you can meet me in person on the Zoom as you are here. Woo-hoo! Also, some of the women that are coming and they can learn about it there. And yes, I'll visit with you for 30 minutes. It's like I said, it's in Paradise, Montana. And that's not by chance. It is at the Quinns Hot Springs, which is an absolutely glorious location with a river running through it in wooden cabins and log cabins and incredible food. And the location is just glorious. But the breakthroughs and the transformation that I have been able to witness with so many women that have come from all over the country, even into Canada, and they come down here for 3 days, Steve. I've had women walk in that could barely stand up and say, my name is, and I'm from, because they were so oppressed. They were depressed. Yep. They had so much baggage. And and I had one woman who was from Ohio. She was a policewoman, and she was like, don't come near me. I've been trained to not hug people, so don't take it personal. And she had this chip on her shoulder, and she was like, you know, I was like, whoa. By the end of the 3 days, through God's unconditional love, grace, and the women that pour into you, that woman that was the policewoman, she was dancing, she was hugging, she was singing, she was crying tears of joy. The other woman that couldn't even say her name, she was dancing, singing. I mean, we literally, it's not where you just come and sit. We actually put you through exercises. We pray on people. We love on people. They come in broken and they walk out blessed. And this year's theme is no more settling.
Good for you.
And it's an intentional life. No more settling, living an intentional life. Because, you know, for me, I'm not 20 anymore, in case you were wondering. And I'm getting closer to that age where you go, well, what kind of a legacy am I going to leave? What gives us a fingerprint? And where am I going to leave my fingerprint on this earth when I'm gone? And it's into speak truth, life, and love. Yeah. And that they are blessed unconditionally, forgiven unconditionally, and that life can be absolutely a beautiful thing as long as you know who you are, which is a child of God and your beloved, and that you are forgiven. And no mistake is too big. And ego, that when the women come in and they have an ego, I always say that's edging God out. So again, God is always first in my life. And that's, when you talk about vulnerability, Steve, my family and even my friends are like, what has happened to you? God has done the work.
Katie, what you're describing is emotional freedom.
Absolutely.
And I started teaching on this about 14 years ago. And I agree with some of the clients that I've worked with. It's the same kind of thing. They come in with that chip in the shoulder. They're closed off. They don't want to talk. They don't want to expose themselves because right. They don't want to become vulnerable. And you're able to peel that mask. Ooh, unmask. You're able to peel that mask away from them so they can truly start to live again. Actually, let me rephrase that. So they can truly start to live maybe for the first time in their entire lives.
Absolutely.
Because somebody else has been oppressing them in some way. They've allowed that oppression. And you're giving people permission to live an emotionally free life.
Yes. And it's definitely you know, we talk about, like I said, like the video, it's your mind, your body, and your spirit. It's not just a to-do list. It's not just about business. We do talk about business and setting yourself free financially, or what's your goals? What's God's plan for your life? What do you sense? What's your passion? Yeah. And then we take your experiences, your past experiences, your education, and you put it with your heart and what's on your heart of what you want to do and you're passionate about. And when those two axes collide, convergence happens, and you get to experience all that God has planned for you so you can be, do, and have everything that He has planned for you. So don't settle for the frosting. I always say
absolutely.
It's the sugar high and the sugar down, whereas when He wants you to have the whole buffet. And it's a beautiful experience for those that come. They keep coming back, which is a good sign. And it's a wonderful experience for us as the coaches that are there. We have Sue Detweiler. I don't know if you know her. She's funny.
Oh, Sue personally.
She will be at my women's retreat.
Good for you. Katie, I hate to do this. We've got to take one more real short break, and then we'll be back to wrap things up.
Now your DFW events can be listed on a DFW event segment of OBBM Network News. New episodes posted each week are reaching people right here in your own backyard. Get in on this. Now it's affordable to reach thousands of people in new markets, offering exposure to your professional network like never before. Get us your listing by Tuesday at noon, and you'll be included in the following week's release on Monday. Email info@offbeatbusiness.com for our digital media kit and discover a better way to reach DFW. Not hosting events? Your business will benefit from the exposure our events list generates. Take advantage of brand exposure on the ticker or with the logo graphic, video advertisement, even a QR code. Click on our QR code to access our digital media kit now.
It's awesome.
You know, Katie, we are blessed to be part of the OBBM network. They have a lot of great conservative programming that is on their site. And they thankfully put us up on Spotify and iHeartRadio and iTunes and all of the other major podcast formats, as well as Rumble. And I know you are on Rumble also. In fact, let me see if I can find your Rumble page. There we go. Here is Katie on Rumble. So I'm we're thrilled. Ray and I are thrilled to be on the OBBM network. So
awesome.
Just getting the word out. So.
And that's the whole thing that we're all trying to do, is just encourage people, obviously,
exactly.
And know where you're at. And OBBM is an incredible network. Obviously, you're there and they're supporting you and your message. And obviously, you'll find me on Rumble. You'll find me on Facebook. You'll find me on Spotify, Apple, even Instagram, Twitter. I mean, there's not a platform.
You're all over the place.
All
over the place.
My dad used to tease me, so I was like horse manure in a barnyard. I was everywhere because I was a busy little girl. So I am everywhere now. there's no hiding. So to your first question, have I felt vulnerable? Oh, yeah. So it keeps me in line though, Steve.
You know, Katie, here's the great thing, though, because we are both so out there in the things that we are doing, it makes it easier for me to look in the mirror and say, am I representing the God of the Bible? Am I showing who I am supposed to be all the time? So it's my own accountability to make sure that I stay on track with the things that I'm doing. So I always have to watch the words that I say, and am I a little too caustic at times? Sometimes, yes. Well, but you know, Katie, I love what you were doing. And, you know, it's so funny. Folks, I love going back to the Katie that I knew from 22, 23 years ago and see who Katie is today. Yes. I mean, I had no clue that this little wallflower, you were never a quiet little wallflower. I mean, you were always out there. But I love the fact that you are so unashamed of what you went through, and you want to help other people heal, whether it's through the ministry, the coaching things that you do, or whether it's ladies coming to your retreat. Katie, I got to tell you, though, I am deeply offended, though, that it is a ladies-only retreat. That sounds sexist to me, but
I know.
I'm kidding.
It's like we got to be set free for the weekend so we can come back a better
Absolutely.
Than what we are, so we can be a better wife, a better mom, a better sister, a better aunt, yep. whatever it is. But I've had conversations of a lot of people have asked me, Steve, if I was going to do an unmasked specifically for the men issues and also yep. young adults. And, yep. and it is in my wheelhouse that I will. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm going to have to line up the guys and interview them, obviously, because obviously, I'm not a man.
Well, you know, Katie, though, here's food for thought for you. There may be an unmasked coming down the road that is for couples as well.
Oh, big time. I do a lot of counseling at our church. We're on the prayer team. We are speaking truth and love. And it's like you saying that about, you know, sometimes we're human, of course, and we're going to have days where we're just not our best self. But every day, it's like I tell my nieces and even our kids, every day we get to start over. We get to clear the chalkboard, start over and continue. And I say, you can either speak
clean slate.
Life is in the tongue, and out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you can tell when people are hurting that, you know, that's what's coming out of their mouth. So obviously I would love for people to grab my book. It's like, I think it's only $12.99 on Amazon, and it's a very fast read. There's even assignments in there where you get to, you know, you have assignments of what to do. Be aware that when you are in a state of fear, there is anxiety, restlessness, distress, inability to sleep. I mean, dis-ease. Yeah. And I was a nurse, like you introduced me, and even is, you know, an RN. I've always been and wanted to be a caretaker and take care of people and be an example of going from broken to blessed, from going from when I was down and flat on my face and just depressed and crying out to finally say, I give, I surrender, and I'm going to let you run my life. And I've never, ever, ever looked back. And saying that I'm sure I wish I wouldn't have done that, because I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for the unconditional love and grace that Jesus has given me and will give all of us to set you free.
Well, Katie.
Women's retreat, though, please come. We got to talk about that, where there's a hot springs, there's great food, there's outdoors, and it's not going to be cold. I have all my little Southern Texan and Eastern girls that are down in the, you know, the warm zone right now, and they're just like, are we going to freeze in October, Montana? I'm like, no. It always happens on October 31st, and we used to do it that late, and I don't even get to pick the dates. I mean, the resorts are, like, totally sold out year-round, and they're like,
that's good.
So it is a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We would love for anyone to get on that Zoom that they need to email me, obviously, at katiehuffrn@gmail.com. And I will respond to you. I will send you the Zoom, and I'd love to have you there. You would love it. And I promise you it would be worth your time, your energy to get here to just be a part of the family. and come to Montana in paradise. I mean, I know that there's a lot of women out there that have Montana on their bucket list for at least an experience with all our mountains, Rocky Mountains. I mean,
there you go. Katie, it has been a sheer delight, and this time has gone by way too fast. We're going to have to do this again very soon. So
absolutely, I would love to. And God bless you and your partner and all that you're doing. I hope everyone is watching Taboo Talk. God knows that I could do another talk on another subject, and it would be taboo as well. I obviously am all about what you guys are sharing, because we need to have a platform to set people free and to,
absolutely,
and let people know that we need to speak up and speak out, because our world is not in a good place right now. And I just hope and pray that you all, if you don't know Jesus, you need to come to know Jesus or find someone who can lead you there, because you will have a totally different, peaceful life, and absolutely, you will be set free. And I'm just excited for all of your audience, and I'm so blessed and so grateful, Steve, for you and your partner and all that you're doing. I just, you know, pray that God continues to give you health and wealth and just platforms to be able to just change people's lives in his mighty name, I pray.
Thanks, Katie.
God bless you, Steve.
And I'll have a fabulous, fabulous day, and be blessed.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Taboo Talk with Ray and Steve. If you have suggestions for topics you would like us to discuss, or you would like to become a sponsor, reach out to us today at TabooTalkWithRayAndSteve@gmail.com. In the meantime, check out the other amazing programs on OBBM Network on all your favorite podcast platforms. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and comment. Join us again for another fun and informative opinion-based episode. This is Taboo Talk with Ray and Steve.